Skip here, and I'd like to welcome you to Imagine the Possibilities. I also want to wish you a Happy New Year. As we step into 2026, I'd like to invite everyone to look forward all the time. Don't look backward. I understand I can't fix 2025. It's history. It's done. But I can sure focus on 2026 and make it one of the best years I've experienced. I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. The dictionary defines a resolution as a personal expression of will or intent, especially in the pursuit of a goal. Now, it's easy for us to fall into, let's call it the resolution trap. We make the same resolutions. I know I have, year after year. Improve health, improve habits, improve routines, get this, get that, do that. And having that experience of making more than one resolution, I realized that there's no focus to it. And the reality behind resolutions is that when you look at the stats, 23% of us quit our resolutions by the end of the first week. 43% of us quit by the end of January. And then if we continue to look at it, less than 10% finish what we start when it comes to resolutions. The reasons most resolutions fail are they're often driven by guilt or pressure or comparison. You know, have you ever been to a New Year's party and everybody's setting resolutions talking about you had no intent on doing that, but all of a sudden here you go. And resolutions tend to focus on outcomes, not growth. And growth is where we need to be. That's where we need to be focused. When we go a little bit further and look at commitment in the dictionary, it says it's a state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity, an agreement or pledge to do something in the future. Let's see, we got intent versus dedication. How about instead of us making a bunch of resolutions that fade, I believe a better path is one meaningful commitment. One focused commitment leads to sustainability and lasting growth. Now, most of us already know what we've been putting off. We know that we have something we want to begin or something we need to finish. Growth accelerates when we understand and simplify our focus. I believe there's four areas that we can commit to and can create real growth in. Those would be personal, professional, spiritual, and relationships. Let's walk through each area and explore what a commitment to growth can look like. The first one, personal growth. Communication, concentration, control, and confidence. Personal growth always begins on the inside before anything can change outwardly. Something's got to shift internally. So, communications. First thing, we have to be honest with ourselves. We've talked about this I don't know how many times, but if we're not honest with ourselves, we can't fix it. We can't grow. And growth begins with honest self-talk. It's all about how we speak to ourselves when no one else is around, no one else is listening. Are we encouraging ourselves or are we tearing ourselves down? Hopefully, we're encouraging ourselves. If we're not, we need to figure out how. We need to be honest with ourselves about fears, about desires, and where we might feel stuck. Clarity comes when we stop pretending and start telling ourselves the truth without judgment. But concentration. Focus on what truly matters. If we're distracted, that dilutes growth. I know we've talked about setting goals, but sometimes too many goals weaken progress. So we've got to find that happy number. Now, concentration means deciding what matters most and protecting our attention. Growth thrives when we choose focus over noise and depth over distraction. Control. We need to take ownership where we can, but we also need to understand we can't control everything in life. But a lot of times we can control our efforts, our attitude, our response to something, and the direction we want to move. Personal growth accelerates when we stop blaming our circumstances and start owning our choices. Confidence. We have to believe in our own ability to grow. Confidence doesn't come first, action does. Small wins create momentum. Momentum builds beliefs, and beliefs strengthen confidence. Each step forward reinforces the truth that our growth is possible. How about professional growth? Purpose, preparation, performance, and progress. Professional growth is not so much about titles or promotions. It's about becoming better at what we do and showing up. Purpose. We need to know why we do what we do. Purpose fuels motivation. It gives meaning to work, especially during difficult or routine seasons. When we understand why we do what we do, our work becomes more than a paycheck. It becomes a contribution. Preparation. We need to equip ourselves for growth. We need to have a willingness to learn new skills. We need to seek feedback at times. We need to stay teachable. There's teachable moments that occur all the time, and we have to be open to those. And we need to set realistic goals. Preparation positions us for opportunity instead of waiting for it. You know, I talked one time about doors, open doors and closed doors. A lot of times we come to a door and it's closed, and we think, can't get through that door. We never try to turn the doorknob. Most cases, it's not locked. We simply need to open the door and walk through it. When it comes to performance, we need to show consistency and our integrity. We need to make sure we always do what we say we'll do. And we need a willingness to show up even when we might not be motivated. When it comes to integrity, that's the things we do when no one's watching. Think about little things. If you're driving down the road, middle of the night, you come to a four-way stop sign. You can see for miles in any direction. There's no traffic anywhere. Do you blow through the stop sign? Or do you stop? Because that's part of personal integrity. Just think about that. That's what people with integrity do when no one's watching. To have integrity, we've always got to be honest with ourselves and do the right thing. About consistency. Consistency builds trust. It builds credibility, and it builds influence over time. When it comes to progress, we need to move forward intentionally. Thing is, growth rarely happens in big leaps. It's generally in baby steps. Small improvements are compounded. Progress shows up through better habits, clearer systems, and intentional steps forward. It's that simple. How about spiritual growth, faith, focus, fulfillment, and fruitfulness? Spiritual growth is deeply personal. It's not about appearances or obligations. It's about relationship and alignment. Faith strengthens our foundation. We've got to trust in God's timing. I've been as guilty as probably anybody. I pray for something or I ask God for something. And I think, well, that's going to happen tomorrow now. I ask God for it. It's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow comes around, nothing happens. But I need to wait on God. His timing's perfect. We need to choose relationship over religion. Too many times we find ourselves being religious, but not having that relationship we need. Faith truly grows through trust and not uncertainty. Focus makes space for what matters. And when we're focused, we need to enjoy those quiet moments. We need to make sure we reflect on things that are being said or done. We need to show gratitude. And we need to pray or meditate. I've talked about my prayers are not prayers, I guess, like most people would say them. It's a conversation. It's a conversation I have with God. We talk about it, and it works perfect, but that's built on a personal relationship with God. We need to focus on what reconnects us and grounds us in this noisy world we live in. Fulfillment, we need to let our souls breathe. Fulfillment comes with alignment, not achievement. Spiritual growth brings peace. It brings grounding and inner steadiness. It reminds us that we're more than what we've accomplished. Fruitfulness lets our growth show outwardly. And it can show up as more patience, more kindness, more grace, or more forgiveness. Ultimately, the goal of spiritual growth is to build a true personal relationship with God, one that shows up in how we live and love others. That's what we ultimately want to have. And it's awesome. That's the only way I can say it. It's awesome. Now, I always talk about personal, professional, and spiritual life, but when I thought about this whole podcast, there was an area that I thought needed to be addressed, and that's relationship growth. Friendship, fun, fulfillment, and fidelity. Maybe this relationship growth is just focused on marriage, but I don't think so. It's focused on a lot of different facets of our life where relationships are important. Relationships grow when they're nurtured intentionally rather than taken for granted. Friendship. Be a good friend first. Listen without trying to fix things. Show up consistently. Offer understanding instead of being judgmental. Strong relationships are built on mutual care and presence. Friendship's really important to relationships. Fun. We need to enjoy life together with whomever we have a relationship with. We need to remember that laughter strengthens that connection. And shared experiences build resiliency. The fact is, fun's not optional. It's really the glue that helps build that relationship. Fulfillment. Grow together. Encourage one another's growth. Create emotional safety with each other. And support each other through change. And change is going to happen. Healthy relationships help us to become better. They just do. When it comes to fidelity, we need to be loyal in both our heart and our actions. We need to keep commitments. We need to be dependable. And we need to choose trust all the time. When it comes to our relationships, consistency creates security, and security strengthens our relationships. I'd like you to think about everything I've talked about. When I thought about doing this podcast, I realized that all of this is important, not only to our relationships and our growth and everything, but to us, to our souls and how we feel and what we do. The reason I wanted to do this podcast was not only to wish everybody a happy new year, but give me some ideas about what I could do and how I should be moving forward in my life. So instead of choosing resolutions that fade, how about we choose one meaningful commitment for the year? Something personal, professional, spiritual, or something that has to do with our relationships. The fact is that one step taken consistently can begin a whole new year of growth. I guess in closing, I'd like to suggest that we, instead of making a handful of resolutions or even a single resolution, that we choose to make one meaningful commitment this year. It can be personal or professional or spiritual or about our relationships. But one step taken consistently can drive an entire year of growth for us. The other thing is that if, let's say, 3 months, 5 months, whatever, down the road, you have consistently done what you said you were going to do, and you feel like that you're finished with it. You're going to be doing it from now on. Nothing says you can't choose another commitment to make. So don't wait. Don't wait till New Year's. Pick another commitment, one, and move forward to that. And if you haven't completed it by New Year's, but you're growing and going the right direction, then just work it through the rest of the new year and into next year and keep doing that. If we consistently commit to things, we will discover that we can create a better life for us. See, here's the thing. I know that everybody that listens to this podcast, I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it. I know everybody that listens to this podcast can accomplish remarkable things. I have no doubt in my mind about that. But to do that, you're going to have to be committed, and you're going to have to work through that commitment. So how about we do that? How about we work through that commitment, and we make our lives and those around us better. I'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you found something in it that helps you moving forward. The biggest thing I'd like to challenge you to do is choose one meaningful commitment, whether it's personal, professional, spiritual, or has to do with a relationship. Choose one, commit to it, and work to complete it this year. And if you do happen to complete it, you don't have to wait till New Year's to pick another one. Just pick something else you want to commit to, and you want to see that growth moving forward, and you can do that one. It's that simple. It's not, we don't have to wait for New Year's to make commitments. Anyway, stay humble. Be kind. Love unconditionally, and laugh often. I hope that you have a super day, and I pray that God blesses you in a super way. Thanks again, and God bless.